Some news time is now 8:09. Emergency triple team traffic. What's going on, Andy?
Well, Brian, we've got different problems everywhere, and it's you look out the window, it's not snowing hard in the Salt Lake Valley, so you're thinking, it's all good, but it is not good. Icy, slushy conditions, leftover stuff. The winds blowing through seems to have frozen some things. I-15 slow between Bluffdale and the South Interchange. We've got backups approaching the freeway on all the anything crossing the Jordan River is a really sketchy proposition right now, especially Bangor 123rd, 126th, and 114th. I'm seeing delays on Bangor up near 5400 South, and of course, the semi that rolled on I-80 near 5600 West, backing eastbound traffic from Tooele County about 2 miles, Eric.
Andy, Utah County is kind of a mess on the north end. I-15 very slow from Pioneer Crossing up to Point of the Mountain, and a lot of this is because of snow. We got snow and ice on the road, and that's making for some very going not only on I-15 but on Timpanogos Highway as well. Timpanogos Highway for both the commuter lane and the main flow is slow on the westbound side. Heather?
We had a crash southbound I-15 right at the Parish Lane exit in Centerville. Now these cars were blocking the HOV lane and left shoulder, but they stopped all lanes of travel to get them moved off of the freeway. So now traffic is backing up into Layton again almost to Hillfield Road. So that's going to be some stop and go traffic. You still have Riverdale Road shut down westbound due to a multi-vehicle crash just before the I-84 interchange. This November, you don't have to overindulge to do that home renovation project for the holidays. At Ogden's Flooring and Designs, they have low prices on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.